Welcome to the PRISM Education Center podcast. PRISM Education Center is a K-12 school committed to building principled leaders through sound values, solid culture, and strong community. PRISM Education Center is a Northgate school, and this is our podcast. All right. Well, welcome to the podcast, the PRISM podcast. In this episode, we are going to discuss diversity in schools and why that's something that we should all value. To talk about this with us today, we have Malachi Nichols, Dr. Malachi Nichols. Malachi, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Malachi Nichols. I am the Director of Evaluation and Data Quality at Ford, Arkansas, and I happen to serve on the Board of Directors here at PRISM Education Center.
All right. So we're going to talk about diversity, why it matters, what is it something that we should care about inside of schools. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about what is diversity. Let's make sure we're all on the same page. So Malachi, give us your definition. Yeah, yeah. What is diversity?
So diversity goes beyond skin color. Diversity goes beyond gender. And to me, diversity is a collective group of people with different life experiences, all trying to go and achieve the same goal. And so it's compared to what you hear out there, to me, diversity is not as tangible. It's not something that you can measure. It's not 50% white, 50% black.
Right.
But it really is just a different life experiences that come together.
Right, right. And when I think about a lot of times, we talk pretty openly about how we want a diverse school environment. And that's something that sometimes will actually even raise alarms with people like, well, why do you want that? And yeah, we're a private school, so we can, you know, a lot of private schools aren't very diverse environments. That's
right.
Certainly not what they're known for.
Right.
And so that's a question I get asked a lot, why we want a diverse environment. And to me, it's just real simple. God loves diversity.
Yeah,
He made the world diverse, whether
right.
you're looking at eye color or skin mm-hmm. color or snowflakes or ecological environments, flowers, birds, people. It's very clear you can't deny that God loves diversity. And if He loves diversity, to me, if that's what He says is important and we see evidence that He says that's important all around us, then we should care about that. And I think it's up to us to go in and discover why is that important?
Yeah.
What's the value of that? And in a school setting, I think a common, you know, the origins of even the first public school, the Horace Mann and all those
yeah.
guys who started the first public school was to develop civic virtue and to
yeah.
develop
yeah.
People who were capable mm-hmm. of building a democratic society.
Yeah.
And a huge piece of that was developing people who could become good citizens. And
yeah.
so there is a civic purpose to schools and to developing contributing members of societies. And we want students who are able to interact with society
yeah.
and society is diverse. And so therefore
yeah.
we must have
yeah.
diverse schools
yeah.
to teach them how to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of our schools are they're becoming more, or I should say less and less diverse, more and more segregated. And that's because our schools are residentially zoned and,
yeah.
and the public school system puts people inside of schools based on where they live. Where you live is often based on how much money you make or other attributes. And so we have some of the most racially and economically
yeah.
segregated schools in the U.S. that we've ever had, to be real honest. And there's a lot of good research that shows that. And so as a private school, we really have an opportunity to
yeah.
to build something different and better. And we do believe that a more diverse environment would be a better environment.
Yeah.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. Why would diversity be, what are the benefits of a
yeah.
diverse environment? It's one thing to say we should be diverse and and just put that mandate out there.
Yeah.
We should be diverse. It's another thing to say, I think there are actual tangible benefits to diversity. So what are your thoughts on that? What are the benefits to a diverse environment?
You know, it really does just build a holistic paradigm. Right. When you've lived and you've rubbed shoulders, and not only just rubbed shoulders, but you've had conversations.
Right.
You've seen things with people who come from a different walk of life than you.
Yep.
It really does prepare you to see the world differently.
Right.
To me, it almost like you go from looking at the world from black and white and you get different shades of color.
Yeah.
To be able to see things and it that produces you to be a individual in a grown up to make wise decisions and to lead things one day. And it also produces compassion.
Right.
Right. When you are able to be around people who didn't come up as you did.
Yeah.
It produces compassion. It produces just a love for people.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize people have different cultures and different things of that nature, it really does produce an I like you. I appreciate you. And it makes you more human.
Yeah.
Right.
It
takes you away from the social media and things of that nature, and it really does put you face to face with somebody and to feel their heartbeat and to see, oh man, they're living a life that I don't experience. But me being close to you and having that diversity and having that relationship really does give you a level of life that can't be achieved by watching things, can't be achieved by reading things. It only can be achieved by being close to one another and being in a diverse environment.
Right. I think about a real practical example, and this is actually coming straight out of the Prism environment, but we have a student at Prism who has Down syndrome, and he's been there for years, and he's a very much loved student, and my kids have been in classes with him pretty much their whole life since they've been at Prism, and that is really different than how I was raised.
Yeah.
I was raised, I just went to a traditional public school, and they had a program. I have no idea if it was a good program or not. I just know that it was the kids with special needs were, they had a different building that they met in. They had lunch. It did have overlapping times, but they all sat together with a teacher and everybody else sat at the cafeteria table. They weren't really integrated into the environment. You might have a student with special needs in your class for like a music class, but even then, you know, there were some pretty,
there were some
significant differences. Yeah. We went to a graduation recently that made me think, oh, this is not too different than it used to be, because it was this huge graduating class, had to have 800 kids in it, and way off, they were all sitting together in the main group, and off to the side, there were three kids with severe special needs. And when their name got called, they went up on stage just like everyone else did, but they were kept to the back and probably a good, I don't know, 20 feet away from all the other students who were all sitting, you know, side by side in chairs together. And I think that is more of a common way to deal with kids with special needs. Well, a few months back, we were in a public setting, and a kid with Down syndrome walked in, total stranger to us, but all of my kids were like, oh my gosh, I want to go. I mean, you could tell they were excited that this kid walked in the room. And I contrast that to how I felt. You know, I've not always known how to deal with, someone's walking in here with special needs. And I don't feel that way anymore because I work at that school and I'm with people who have special needs every day as well. But what a great experience for my kids to just grow up with that just extreme comfort and to be able to just go walk right up to someone, talk to them, and what value for them that they have that sensitivity, that interest, that awareness that this is a special person. This is someone also made in the image of Christ, and this is a valuable human being.
And what you're showing right there is how it benefited you and to benefit the students.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that real true diversity produces in a people. It not only produces, it not only has benefit for those who are, you know, different than you, but it also has benefit for yourself.
Exactly.
And I think that is something that's missing inside of the conversation around diversity.
Yes.
It is not just for others, but it's for you.
Right.
And you see that inside of your children. And I even see that inside of Prism, of just seeing how diversity and having, different races and different abilities, it really does produce a different level of life inside of every individual.
Exactly.
And I think that's imperative to know, inside of this diversity conversation.
Yeah, because a lot of times diversity is something you do for others. It's you, this great person, stoops low to bring a pathway in.
Yeah.
And I think that can kind of mess someone on both sides of that. That messes up people's paradigms. But diversity is really where people of different shades and different capacity and different life experiences all come, and they all have a seat at the table.
Yep.
And because they have a seat at the table, every person benefits. Yep. I was talking to my daughter the other day. We were listening to some conversations about the opioid crisis in America. And it was interesting because I have heard Arkansas legislators talk about drug crises my whole life. I'm a child of the 80s and 90s. And so all of that, you know, I've heard some talks about drugs, and it has always been very punitive. The response has always been very negative. Well, Arkansas is being hit pretty hard by the opioid crisis, and it's not other people's kids. Mm-hmm. It's hitting our communities. And the people I know that have been impacted by this are they are legislators' children's, and I mean, not necessarily anyone in Arkansas, but it's people that you know, it's people you go to school with, and it's not someone way far out in some big city somewhere. It's people that you grew up with, that you coached baseball with. And I find that the conversation is different. The legislators are talking about it from more of a, this is a sickness, it needs a treatment, not from a, let's just put them all in jail and lock them up. And I think that's part of the value of diversity, is that you start to look at life's problems at the root, because you know someone. You know someone who has been impacted by this. And we all have our limited spheres of influence and our limited life experiences. But when we're close to people who've had very different experiences than us, then we tend to be more compassionate and we tend to consider that viewpoint in a way that we wouldn't if we're just watching it on TV. You know, big, bad, scary New York City problems. And I think that, that causes you to think more flexibly, to think more. And so our kids who are growing up, hopefully not with friends who are doing drugs, but our kids who are growing up inside of these diverse environments, they are developing that capacity to be more nimble, to be more creative, to think about issues and problems from a much more panoptic perspective. So they know not just their experience, but their friend over here's experience and their friend over here's experience, and that sort of stretches their capacity to problem solve and to develop solutions to it. And that's important. We are better when we know people who have been impacted by things. We are better. We care more when there's a face we can put to it.
Right.
And the only way that we can care about other people's experiences is if we care about other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we have to have diversity in our world to even know other people. Yeah. So,
And I think, you know, Misty, as you're talking, you can even here, and it's almost tangible how you care about diversity and how this is beyond just a mantra and a slogan that you say. So I would be curious to just kind of hear how you've built this in the school, and what would you say for leaders who are thinking about diversity?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great question, and it's super hard. And I wouldn't say that we've perfected it. We have miles to go, but I know this. I know you don't start by putting a big poster up of all, here's all the different color of people we have at our school, or only put those, you know, put diverse images up on your website, or you know, put slogans up. It really has to start with the heart. And I think we have it easy because we are a faith-based school, so we can just start with, hey, we are a Christian school. Here's biblical values. Let's put those right at the middle. Let's put that right out in the front and say, that's what we focus on first. We're focusing on that. And so what we're really doing is saying, whether you're a Christian or not, if you come to this school, you're coming because you appreciate these values and you want those for your child.
Yeah.
And so everyone that comes to our school is coming and they're actually gathering around a set of values that are really precious to all of us. Diverse backgrounds, you know, diverse church experiences, not church experiences, diverse skin colors, diverse academic capacity, all that. We're saying values first.
Right.
That is what matters first. And so we start there. Because we start there, this other stuff becomes secondary. And it's not that I'm not black or I'm not white or I'm not a guy or I'm not a girl. It's not that. It's that I care most about this, and that's the thing I'm going to focus on first. And that gives us a great starting point and a great you know, that says we're not focusing on these different things, but then students live their life and they learn to embed these values and walk out these values from that perspective, from each of their own perspectives. And they each add a little hue to it that's a little different, just because it is a diverse school environment and people are coming from different angles and different life experiences. And when we're all walking out those same values with this array of life experiences, I mean, that's where you get the pop.
Yeah.
That's where you get you get the prism. You get not just one color coming out, but you get a whole variety of colors coming out. And each person's individual life is refracted in a different way because they have different experiences, but they're all gathered around those same values. And that's where you got to start.
Yeah.
You can't start with statistics and trying to get, you know, X number of kids in your school, or trying to talk about it a lot. You know, we don't talk, I mean, we do talk about it some, but we don't talk a lot about what makes us different. We mostly talk about what we are seeking in terms of becoming the same, what goals we're setting, what objectives, what common vision we have.
Yeah. And that only gets built outwardly when it's built internally.
Right.
And I think that's one thing that I see as I interact with school leaders and even interact with parents is that the diversity really gets built correctly outwardly when it's built internally.
Correct.
And so therefore you have to value it, right? It has to be beyond, I have one black friend. I have one Hispanic friend.
Yeah.
And that checks off my diversity box.
Yeah.
But it's really about coming around on those same values. What do I value?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do I want to build inside of my children? And those become like an attractor core of bringing different people who have different life experiences because they have those same values.
Right.
And that, to me, that builds and that gets you to the destination that you want to get to. And inside of schools, it's building holistic human beings.
Yeah.
People that are ready and ready to solve the world's problems, that are ready to build families.
Yeah.
People that are really ready to interact inside of the world. And so it really does have to be built internally, and it takes time.
Right? Yes,
it takes effort.
Mm.
It takes you being able to look at yourself and not just the other person, looking at yourself and say, how do I need to change?
Right.
What needs to shift inside of my paradigm?
What
have I experienced that is good, and what have I experienced that is not good? And being willing to shift and be flexible and get to that place where you yourself value diversity and have it built inside of you. And it goes beyond a mantra. And so I think that's imperative. You have to build it inside before it can go outside.
Yeah. Everything's inside out. And I think that's one of the big challenges with diversity, because it's something you can usually see.
Yeah.
You can often see diversity and you can figure it out by looking on the outside. And so that's where people are starting, is let's start on the outside. And they're developing policies and they're developing multicultural statements and things like that. And not to say that all of that is in and of itself bad, but it's certainly, it's going to be a tough thing to change if we start from the outside. We have to start inside of each of us and really come to appreciate diversity, appreciate the experiences it gives, and appreciate other people and the life that they bring and the life that the experiences they have. And until you just, I mean, at the bottom of all this is not diversity, is not skin color, is not economics. At the bottom of all of this is, I love people.
Yeah.
And until I love people deeply, deep enough to want to understand their perspective, it's going to be tough to build. And so that's what we're trying to build in our school. And we believe the benefits of that are going to be reached far outside of our school. And we believe that failure to do that has massive societal implications. And that's what we're seeing right now. And we are seeing just massive polarization of society.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do, that has to do in large part with how we've all been brought up, and we've been brought up in our silos. And if we want that to stop, we're not going to be able to stop that just politically. And there certainly would be steps to take towards that, but we have to start with our hearts and the hearts of your kids, the hearts of your, each parent has to start with their hearts. They have to work with their kids on developing that diverse paradigm. And then our schools have a big role to play inside of this. So yeah, that's good. So that's kind of a new starting place for diversity. And I think it, like everything that we ever do on this podcast, it really brings up 17 more questions and 10 more podcasts. And so we could probably have 20-minute commutes until the 20-minute commute podcast until the end of time. But because we are committed to keeping this podcast to just long enough for you to drive to drop your kids off at school and get to work, we're going to call this one quits for the day. Thank you, Malachi, for joining us.
Oh, not a problem.
I'm sure you'll be back again.
Yes.
I can't wait. We'll have lots of many, many discussions. You can listen to us parents on your drive to work and school drop off every week during the typical school calendars. And you can subscribe to our podcast wherever you like to get your podcast. You can get some instructions for that on our website as well. Until next week, thank you for joining us.
This podcast is a production of Prism Education Center. You can subscribe to this podcast through any platform you access quality podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Find out more about Prism Education Center by visiting our website at www.prismeducationcenter.org.